We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni, first of all, when he was hired, most people said, who? Most people had no idea who he was. Yep. He was the offensive coordinator for Frank Reich at Indianapolis. And then the Eagles did not get off to a really good start, and he tried to compare things to flowers, and people just like were roasting him. And then they came into Ford Field, beat the Lions by like 40 points, and pretty much has never looked back, so to speak. They did make the playoffs last year. Didn't do much, but at least they, you know, they made the playoffs. This year, they have the best record in the National Football League. Really good team, and Sirianni is one of the nominees for Coach of the Year, as we talked about earlier.
Has he changed? I don't know if I saw it this year, but remember, he was one of those guys that wore the visor, and then he had the highlighters that he would like hang on his visors. Is he still doing that?
I don't recall early
it
in the season.
It doesn't seem like. Now I think he's made the change.
He wears the wool hat during, because it's cold.
Like
that. Yes. I find him very likable.
So do I.
Although, I think he's got a good personality.
He does, and there's a lot of people that don't from other teams because sure. He seemed to play up to the camera a little bit last week, a little,
and
that's
kind of
that's kind of the Eagles-Giants rivalry. Anyway, Sirianni, the last two weekends of the playoffs, the first week the Eagles had a bye, so he mentioned that he was, watching the Cowboys-Bucks game that Monday night with his staff, and they had some he said, I was kind of craving a Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza because I haven't had that in a while. That's not something I get to do at home. So we had the chat. We had that in the offensive staff room with some Pizza Hut pizzas.
Yeah, the stuffed crust pizza.
No problem. Well, evidently, because Little Caesars is the official, pizza of the National Football League, they might have told them, next time you have pizza, you might not want to talk about another brand. Maybe. I have no idea. But he was asked about the food choice for watching the Cowboys 49ers on Sunday, because the Eagles played Saturday, and he said, Little Caesars pizza. They all watched Little Caesars. Now, living in an area in the northeastern portion of the United States where pizza is life to a lot of people, especially ma and pa places, pizzerias, where you go in there and they actually, throw the pizzas up into the dough and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Chain pizza places, in a lot of aspects, don't go over very well with the public. So he's been getting a little, not harsh, but, some jaw, away eating.
Some friendly ribbing.
Yes, friendly ribbing. And look, and I am part of that, I am a self-acclaimed pizza snob. I have nothing against the chain restaurants for pizza. They serve their purpose. They're tasty at times. Most of the time, they are good. But they cannot, in my opinion, and it's all what you're brought up with, can't compare to the single, pizzeria, because they seem to be made with more love and care, so to speak.
Uniqueness.
Yes. So let me ask this question. 248-539-9797. Are you a pizza snob? And if not, are you a snob of any type of food? Because I am a pizza snob, and I admit it. The pizzas that I like around here, I like to talk about Freddy the Pizza Man, Tomatoes a Pizza, Sapino's Downtown, and there's a few others that I like the best.
Okay. Are you a bagel snob?
Yes, to a certain extent. Yes, a little bit. Yes.
That's one of the things I've come to learn. Now, you like a lot of bagels.
Yes.
But there are certain ones in certain places
that I like
that
better.
You will talk about more than others.
Jersey Bagel, for one. There's three locations. There are about to be a fourth because The bagels I grew up with were, they're water bagels. They're bigger, they're doughier, and I think they taste better. When you get, if you like an onion bagel, a lot of the bagels around here, good bagels. I'm not, look, I've had bagels from here. They're really good, but the onions are like, look like poppy seeds. But when you get an onion bagel and an East Coast type of bagel, they're like the flecks of onion are on there, yeah. And it's, you make a mess, your hands get all whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes.
I'm that's the description I was hoping for.
Yes. Yes. I'm a bagel snob and a pizza snob.
Yeah. I would say the two foods that I'm most snobbish about would be a steak or ribs.
Okay.
And most places now, I won't even order a steak, or and I certainly am not going to order ribs, because they just don't do it right. They won't get the temperature right. It's not the right cut of meat. They don't prepare it right. They don't, you know, grill it right. It's just they don't do it the way that I want it. So if I'm going to pay money for it, chances are, unless I'm going to one of the higher end steak houses,
right.
And even some of those, I won't eat. I won't order their steaks. And generally, I won't go there unless it's for, you know, somebody else's event or something, because I like my steak done a certain way. And quite honestly, I'm the only one that can get it right.
Oh my! Like you wouldn't
for
let
me.
You wouldn't let me make you a steak.
You can make me a steak, and if somebody else is going to do it, like if it's a friend,
I would
like,
eat yours.
I'm sure you would, and I would eat yours. I just wouldn't complain to your face about it.
So I think we've talked about this before. I make a steak, I think, pretty similar to you.
Yes.
You know, let's get that thing hot. Let's keep it, let's get it red. I'd probably pull yours off a little bit more or quicker. Here he goes. See?
Mm-hmm.
Here he goes. Mr. Maturity.
There is no denying. I am not the most mature individual.
But I think you're probably a 3 to 3.5 minutes each side, and that's a thick steak. Oh, not what she goes.
I know she lost me. She lost me. I was going to put on my mature hat until Heather
started laughing.
The whole conversation from the very start. I'm like, how is John not losing it?
I'll put yours off.
Exactly. It started with the I'll eat yours.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. 3.5. Yeah. We'll flip it over. Yeah. Anyway.
See, Heather, I'm talking pizza and bagels. These guys are talking meat.
I know.
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, I'm very particular about the way I would grill my steak, and it's become even more involved. If I have the time, I will, you know, sear it, or I'll smoke it, and then I'll finish it on the grill. It's an entire process, and I wouldn't expect somebody to be able to go through that process.
But if I'm just grilling it on a propane grill, I think I could come pretty close. But because you don't put anything on. I put salt and pepper. That's it. A little bit of salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Maybe Montreal seasoning every once in a while.
Room temperature. Let it get room temperature. And like I said, then it's like, you know, you flip it. You get that thing hot. I do think you like yours more rare than me. I'm not a rare. I need at least, I can do medium rare. I can't have that different looking texture in the middle.
There's a new thing to ask. There's a new thing to ask for, by the way. Medium rare plus.
Medium rare plus. What the hell is that?
It's between medium and medium rare. They actually have that.
See, my thing
trust me, if we sit down for a steak and somebody says, I'll have medium rare plus, they're going to get chastised and made fun of for the entire dinner.
248-539-9797. What food are you a snob of? I'm a pizza snob and a bagel snob. And I grant you, all the things, and it's not just food, but in this case, we're talking about food. It's what you're used to, what you grew up with. There's no better, you know.
What you become used to,
right, exactly. It's like the whole, you know, Coney Island versus cheesesteak debate. If I grew up here, I'd probably like Coney Islands more. Got some ticket texts. Eagles coach is the biggest douche in football. Fits right in with the Eagle fans. Sirianni isn't likable at all. Dude has one of the most punchable faces and acts like a total tool. That's from Zach.
Okay, I can qualify.
He's punchable.
I like guys that got some personality and bring a little flair. Mm-hmm. I'd rather that than Mr. Robot, no personality in sports. I can't stand when somebody doesn't have a personality.
He lost me
like
on
Kyle
the visor.
Shanahan?
Kind of, yeah.
The straight brim?
That's a problem, too. Yeah. I don't get
it. The straight brim, the visor. I'm like, all of these different things.
I'm a folded brim snob when I wear a hat. I mean, bent brim, I bent, whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to wear a flat brimmed hat. I am not.
No.
I don't see that on you. I like the flat brimmed hats. I do on the right person.
Does Colin wear them?
No, he doesn't. But he would
wear.
He
couldn't
pull it off.
Right? Yeah.
He couldn't pull that look off.
Who pulls it off?
I don't know, but I've seen him.
It is a certain personality.
You got to curve him like you have.
Yeah, I'm definitely a curved
brim.
Yeah, and so Lisa, obviously, I've mentioned this many times. She comes from California. It's a kind of a California thing, and she will every once in a while put a hat on Teddy, and it'll be a flat brim. I'll be like, oh, okay, as soon as we get the truck, bud, we're going to correct that.
Yeah.
Pizza snob here. Chicago style is trash.
It's my least favorite style.
Me too.
Chicago style? Oh.
Like, I love, like Pizza Popolis here.
Yeah.
You have two, if you get a large pizza, two slices, and it's good.
I think part of the pizza, it doesn't agree with me.
I'm a Caesar salad snob. Jay Alexander's has my favorite. Comes out on a cold plate.
Okay. Salad snob.
Talk a little louder.
I'm salad.
All right. We were talking in the break and pulled pork came up. And I asked John, will you put coleslaw on pulled pork? No
I will
way.
Not.
And he won't eat coleslaw.
I will not eat coleslaw. And coleslaw, if I order pulled pork from somewhere and they, you know, in mass production, they put on the cornbread and they put coleslaw on your plate, mm-hmm. I will send it back because coleslaw will ruin everything else on your plate.
Vegetables.
I know, it just oozes
like
onto everything. Yeah.
Yes. Oozes.
It just oozes. And I don't want that. A lot of times, Lisa will tell you this too. Like, I have to plate my own food because I have certain rules on certain foods can't touch.
You should get one of those divided plates.
Teddy
like a little
and
kitty
I do
plate.
And a spork, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Spork, yeah.
You probably like TV dinners.
Hungry Man. Yeah. John Jansen here for Hungry Man.
No OCD. John Jansen for OCD. I will never order pizza from a chain pizzeria. Family-owned pizzerias only. I will order from a chain pizzeria, but I like family-owned better. Stoney, are you a soup snob also? No. I can eat soup.
Yeah,
I can eat Campbell's.
Soup. Yeah.
Yes. I'm a pizza
Slurp
snob.
It.
I have a wood-fired pizza oven in my outdoor kitchen.
Nice.
I make my own dough and sauce.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
I refuse
please
to
send
eat-
your invite to 97.1, yeah. Please.
I refuse to eat barbecue anywhere else. I firmly believe nobody can cook pulled pork or brisket like I can and will immediately turn my nose to it.
I 100% agree with that texter.
Here's one that I'm not surprised somebody texted in about. I'm a beer snob. I can't drink normal beer anymore. Need an IPA with 6% or more. Love the double IPA, 9 to 10% beers. I'm definitely the furthest thing from a beer snob, especially on a hot day.
Bloody Mary snob is what you
call it. Not really. I'd like
to try the orange vodka.
Well, it's cool. But I'll have any type of vodka. I don't care. Michael in West Bloomfield, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
And lady.
Good morning.
First of all, John, you're absolutely right. Coleslaw belongs on a bowl or a ramekin on the side, but it's a great accompaniment to barbecue. I am a chicken wing snob.
Okay.
I will only eat chicken wings from a couple of places. I like them prepared two ways. I like them deep fried, but the batter, the breading has to be not too thick, and the sauce has to be on the side. I do not want them pre-tossed. And the other way is marinated and wood-fired. And my favorite wings are from a place called Bigalora, which is not too far from your guys' office.
Yes.
Yeah.
Known for their pizza.
They are fantastic. And I prefer flats over drummies. But if I'm sitting at a table, I'll eat the drummies as well. But I really prefer the flats. And sauce in order of dipping preference, blue cheese, ranch, sweet chili glaze. And there you have it.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Now, I'm surprised, to me, if you're going to eat barbecue, if you're going to eat chicken wings, drummies have the most meat, right? I mean.
Well, they have the most meat, but the flats are more scoopable.
True.
I mean, you could hold.
Use it as
you
a vessel.
You can hold more chunks of the blue cheese in that little rounded edge that flips up.
I get that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.